we just heard the bad news, actually. Even since yesterday when there were clashes between the Rom, a tribal group, and then another Fulani group up here, and then the security agents, they were there. We heard that this group is blaming the other group, and they're also blaming the security authorities. We just heard that the senator and the member of the House of Assembly went for a burial ceremony, and then they were shot there by unidentified gunmen. Quite sad and really very pathetic.
Is there any idea of who these gunmen might have been associated with?
You see, when you have this kind of a problem, and then, you know, blame is being apportioned to each of the groups, you know, this group blaming the other group and also blaming the security agents, you know, it's really very difficult because nobody has come up to actually claim responsibility. What we know normally is that the Boko Haram sometimes come out to claim responsibility, but we have not heard anything about that. And we are yet to hear anybody claiming responsibility. So it's like a clash between two tribal groups.
It's between the security authorities and other groups.
Yes. Well, actually what we learned is the two groups were fighting, and then, you know, naturally the security will be sent there to maintain law and order. You know, but we also heard that the Fulani are blaming the security.
And as I understand it, this was a mass burial for many people who had been killed the day before by unknown gunmen. Is that correct?
Yes, they went for the burial. The senator and the member house of assembly, they went for the burial. And then gunmen were there, they opened fire, and then they killed them.
And I'm assuming there were a lot of people at this mass burial. So these gunmen obviously just targeted these politicians and no one else in the crowd?
Of course, definitely we'll have a lot of casualties, but because these two people are more prominent, you know, definitely, you know, their own names will come out first. Then it will be later on that we'll know the number of people that actually, you know, lost their lives.
You think today at this mass burial, it's not just these politicians who were killed, it's just that these are the only people we've heard about so far?
Exactly. It's a source of concern for all the Nigerians, especially we that are in the northern part of this country. The insecurity is really becoming so alarming that nobody has been brought to book up till now, and lots of, you know, people are losing their lives by the day.